my voice is almost back. I don't know if it's going to come back because I've just put it through what felt like an hour of minor torture. It was probably only 40 odd minutes. I don't know how long it was. I'm now in the corridor, having finished speaking at the, where are we? The Tipperary.
Tipperary Institute, that's in Thurles, County Tipperary, where Good Hurlin starts.
Oh, well, we're in a corridor, hence the lovely acoustics. It was the nearest escape route from the main auditorium. Bernie Goldback is with me. Same as Tommy Collison, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I'm at Trust Tommy on Twitter.
At Trust Tommy on Twitter, and Bernie is Top Gold. Bernie's been my more than my wingman this entire trip. He's chaperoned me, shepherded me, arranged things, equipped me with the technology enabling me to at least keep up with my tweeting, and gave me a night off last night, which meant that I can speak now. It's incredibly annoying not having a voice. What's your story, Tommy?
Well, I'm a student and a blogger. I've been on Twitter for about 3 years now, so it's just I'm just loving the general sense of community and everything and connecting with people.
So there's so many educators in the room. How come you're along here today? As a student, are you here to blog the event?
Well, I suppose I'm here because I think I offer like a student's perspective on where ICT and education is at, and I'm giving a workshop later on, basically just expanding on that and like where it's at the moment and where I think it can be improved.
Personally, and Bernie might be able to elaborate more on some of the technologies that are being used in the classroom, because I'm definitely from outside the educational sphere, and I was quite inspired looking at how technology is being used to get kids to read books by, I think bribing is too much of a strong word, but they were so desperate to do a video review of a book that they'd have to actually go and read the book first to do the video view. I think that's genius.
Yeah, it is. My daughter's doing the same thing. She's thinking stories are in books, and she also knows book stories are in the iPad. So, I mean, she reads the iPad for a story that she can then see in a book and then watch on a DVD. It's quite cool. The circular logic is really good. And she likes all three now as a result. She's three,
and it's pretty incredible. I know. I watched my two-year-old interact with the device, and as a result of having use of my old iPhone, and now, embarrassingly, because some people don't have an iPad yet, he's got my old iPad. That's kind of the kitchen computer kind of thing. You know, he's learned how to turn on other computer devices at nursery, which he's not yet to be taught. He's got another year before he's allowed to touch that, but he's in there already. He'll probably start hacking the nursery mainframe. Tommy, in the educational system, do you think things are moving fast enough?
They're moving, but they're moving at a pretty snail's pace. I think that the teachers are kind of afraid that they think it's harder than it actually is to integrate technology, and I think that someone needs to give them like a push to make them realize just how easy it is to integrate some simple technologies.
Bernie?
Oh, I don't know. You see, we always...
You've got to be politically correct here.
We stand behind ICT... But the problem is, if the plumbing gets in the way of the flow, you know, you got to turn it off. And it's like you said, Christian, you got all this stuff, and you have to choose a pathway that maybe you're more efficient than what you can figure out when you first encounter it. And that's the worry I have, is I expose people to too much of this stuff, and then they get caught up in a cul-de-sac, and they don't really open the book or learn the stuff or learn the real skills that'll get them a job. So... I mean, I always look for retro, you know, look for the thing that's the least common denominator or the easiest touch point, the least effort, perhaps. You're given a force multiplier effect. You look for ways of doing the one thing that's sort of easy that multiplies when you push the button. I'm not as good at that. And that's what I've learned from you, to say, look, okay, you should be looking at that, because I am sinking students into time-wasting activities. Mm. And don't give them enough health warnings about it or enough practical intervention. So it can be the wrong thing.
And there's also the juxtaposition where we need to be careful if we are going to be cross-posting to save time and for ease of reach. Tommy, as a blogger, I imagine you know the perils of this, because it just looks like you're spamming certain channels if you don't actually pay attention to the conversations in all these channels. So it's definitely baby steps, would you agree?
Yeah, no, that's true.
What platforms are you using?
I'm using a self-hosted WordPress blog at Twitter and Facebook and Foursquare. So I'm kind of using a little bit of all of them.
I couldn't help but notice you had Audioboo on your phone briefly a moment ago.
I'm kind of starting into the whole podcasting area. It's kind of the area I haven't touched much, so I'm just experimenting with it, really.
What's the subject matter? Do you say much about your personal life?
It's sort of a personal blog, and well, because I like tech, it has a kind of a tech leaning. It's just kind of interesting stuff.
You hope?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. As in, it's interesting stuff to me, and it's like a place for me to put all the articles that I'm. It's just stuff I'm thinking about, really.
Yeah, and you find that if you're passionate about it, that passion can't help but to leak out into the feeds.
Sure.
I'm be catching a flight soon, and it's really sad because Ireland, although has taken up, you know, a really enjoyable portion of my life this month, it seems to be over too quickly because. Especially not having a voice, the amount of possible stories I could have captured in the last 2 days and with my chosen tool, and then just wanting to rest and not... I'm not a writer, so maybe if I'd written, but I find I can cover so much more ground recording audio because I don't have to edit. It's a one-hit wonder straight up there. I'm letting the person tell their story and I can just dip in, so you make of it what you will, and for me to write, oh, man, it'd take me 10 times longer. So for me, ease of use at the moment is definitely audio. Whether there's anybody actually out there listening to this, I don't know, but we'll see. But I want to say thank you very, very much, Bernie.
Thanks for coming. No, the comments you get on the back of this, there's a hashtag ICTDU. It's just people really blown out of their seats, and I'm hoping that the people that are controlling the money understand how important it is to keep this kind of energy bouncing up, because we got to do it. I mean, it's a third level feeding the second level, feeding the first level teachers, and we're doing it through stories. That's the best way.
Definitely. And we're pioneers in this, and which means if the teachers can jump on now and be the pioneers as well and guide the students into the certain uses of tech, we're not going to have all these sensationalist stories coming out on how Facebook rots your brain and this, that and the other, because we'll see it first. We'll be able to see straight in the classroom who is learning faster doing what, and we can steer this massive tech-enabled ship maybe away from the waterfall and down much nicer channels. So thanks very much, Tommy. I'd like to have a proper chat with you afterwards, because Bernie said some really amazing things about you. Speak to you in a minute.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Christian.
Cheers.
Appreciate that.